Lesson learned from the pandemic, transforming education. Ricardo Morales and Brad Bottenheimer. Thursday, July 29th, 2021. Beyond the Classroom, the Wide World of Digital Teaching, Alan Davenport. Assessment Panel, Alberto Costa and Pablo Toledo. The Well-Being of Educational Leaders, Learning the Skills of Self-Comparison, Kate Brereton. Oracy Skills and How to Apply Them, Ali Kensington. Sit Down Pro Mundo. Making the Most of Different Online Teaching Scenarios, Joe Zook. Friday, July 30th, 2021. Education for a Sustainable Planet, Matt Larson Daw. Life Competencies Panel, John Aid and Paul Drury. Emotional Development in the ELT Classroom, Adrish Rakowisk. Approaching Active Learning, Fleur McLennan. Ação da Cidadania. What does the future hold for online learning and teaching? Hayo Reiner. So guys, that's it. Make sure you register and check out Cambridge Day. Also, they offered a My Cambridge Day Story Padlet. So I'll leave the link in the description for you to check this Padlet. And well, if you have been to Cambridge Day, any Cambridge Day, you can go there and write some comments about it. Share your picture. I shared one of my pictures from 2018. Well, as I mentioned, I have been going to Cambridge Day since 2018, and I took pictures, right? So I went to the Padlet. It's padlet.com, but I will make sure to leave the link in the description for you to be, you know, for you to check it out. It's padlet.com/Cambridge_Brazil. And you can check it out and make sure you put your impressions over there. I left my picture there and I wrote Cambridge Day 2018, São Paulo, Brazil. In 2018, I had started my blog, exam-seekers.com, which was created to enable information on exams and certifications for teachers and interested parties in international recognition. And this was my first Cambridge Day. Everything was new and interesting. It was a door, a window for this universe. I love what you guys do there. Well, this was my comment. If you go to the Padlet, you can check it out in person or online. Anyways, unfortunately, it's not in person anymore. I mean, at least for this period, but Cambridge still manages to make a great event. I'll manage to write feedback later on for you guys and share here on the podcast. But I also want to know what you think about Cambridge Day 2021. Go to the blog exam-seekers.com or examseekers.wordpress.com and let me know in the comments if you're going to attend, which sections are you going to listen to or watch it. Okie dokie. Well, that's it for today. Please share this episode with the others and follow the blog on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'll also leave the link for the YouTube channel that I have just started, but I will make a special podcast for that. Okie dokie. Again, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to me and see you next time. Bye bye. Hello, exam seekers, I'm Patty, and today I bring some new content for you. Today, the topic is Cambridge Day 2021. As I've posted on my Instagram recently, Cambridge Day was coming, and this Tuesday they opened registrations for Cambridge Day 2021. Yay! As many of you know, every year for the past 20 years, Cambridge selects a day in the calendar, usually mid-July, and offers content related to the teaching world. The Cambridge Day event is designed for teachers and educational leaders and is built on a framework of practical talks from experts around the world and thought-provoking panel discussions to help you see beyond and teach with confidence. It has always been in person and for free. So, people would get a non-perishable item as the fee and would be able to watch all the presenters who came from many parts of the world share some knowledge they gathered along the course of their lives as teachers. If you have been following this blog for a while, you know that I have already been to 3 Cambridge Days: Cambridge Day 2018, Cambridge Day 2019, and Cambridge Day 2020. As I mentioned, Cambridge would choose a day in the calendar and offer this Teachers Development Day all around the world. So it would happen in many cities, one day in each place. However, since last year, with the COVID-19 pandemic hitting us hard, Cambridge decided to go online. This is nice because it provides opportunities for more presenters to talk these days. So what used to be a day, now it's 3. It's a great event. It gathers teachers from everywhere. Here in Brazil, people would come from other states to attend the event in São Paulo. I do like the event in person. We meet people, talk to peers who we do not frequently see. We can buy cheaper books straight from the publishers. We can eat some snacks. And I guess that was the best part. And it would get crowded with all seating spots filled. However, as I mentioned, this year is also going to be online. So make sure you check the link in the description and register. I received an email from Cambridge Day since I'm, you know, registered in their website, and it said something like that: Cambridge Day 2021. Registration is now open. You are invited to the Cambridge Day 2021. Join us online from 28th to the 30th of July 2021. Cambridge Day celebrates 20 years. 20 years connecting people and ideas which transform the English language teaching. Over 3 days, you will join thousands of teachers and leaders on an online community. Being part of every session, you will hear from our leading experts, network with industry colleagues from around the world, and be inspired by thought leaders who can help you take the next step in your exciting journey. Want to see some highlights from the program? Click on the button below and register now. Well, you can go to the blog exam-seekers.com or examseekers.wordpress.com and check the program. However, I'm very nice with you guys and I'm going to read the program, okay? So listen up. Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. Teaching the World: Cross-Cultural Activities in the English Language Classroom. Olha Magilus, I don't know. Bilingual panel, Ben Knight and Selma Moura. Teaching Teenagers, Project Work and Mixed Ability Groups, Simon Cupid. Changing the Game, Helping Students Build Identity to Express the World Through English, Paulo Machado. Instituto Ayrton Senna. Música.